The U.S. Senate has approved a budget plan that includes a smaller tax cut than the one President Bush wants. It may be the biggest legislative setback so far to the Bush administration, but the budget plan does make it increasingly likely that some kind of major tax cut will emerge from Congress this year. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports from the Capitol.
The Senate was voting on an overall framework for a budget. Republican Senator Pete Domenici knows that lawmakers often ignore that framework after they pass it.
And actually on a budget resolution, a lot of things are voted on that don't mean what they say, but we've gotten into a habit of doing it, and so everybody really thinks they do what they say, so I guess we keep on doing it that way.
But this was still considered an early test of the president's budget. The agreement does set up the rules for many later votes. On Thursday night, Majority Leader Trent Lott stepped up to his lectern and brought the process into its final stretch.
For the information of all the senators, we're about to start a series of votes, which has been unfortunately referred to correctly as the Votorama.
That's one vote after another, each affecting millions or even billions of dollars in some remote corner of the federal budget, and each debated at what in the Senate passed for desperate speed. Lawmakers were trying to escape for a two-week spring recess. On Thursday night, North Dakota Senator Kent Conrad struggled to keep his colleagues moving.
A little restraint, a little discipline, and a little courtesy towards our colleagues. Please, please.
Conrad reached his limit on the question of whether Texas Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison could speak for 2 minutes or one.
The senator from Texas already spoke. We've exhausted the time.
Mr. President,
I don't think we did.
Excuse me, Mr. President, I don't think we did exhaust
Senator from
the time.
Texas.
I spoke, but I did not speak for 2 minutes, I don't think, and I would like to ask
Senator,
that be checked.
The senator had 1 minute.
Let me just suspend and ask you, what do you want
to... Mr. President, I would ask for 30 seconds to respond to the senator from North Dakota.
Standing before his hardwood desk, Senator Domenici watched the budget debate stretch into the night.
So I know this is a historic argument, and I don't know if I appreciated its historicness when we started tonight, but I have been reminded of it.
As the public debate continued, Republican leaders were holding urgent private meetings at the Capitol. Two moderate Republicans were refusing to go along with the president's proposed tax cut of $1.6 trillion. They agreed with Democrats who warned that such a big tax cut would divert money from education and other priorities. Before Friday's final vote, Republican leaders had to negotiate with a group of moderate Democrats led by John Breaux of Louisiana.
What we have forced, if anything, is the fact that negotiation is a way to reach an agreement in a 50-50 divided Congress.
Republicans had to accept a smaller tax cut than the president wanted, $1.2 trillion, give or take, over a decade. The plan also proposes $85 billion in immediate tax cuts in an effort to help the economy. After Vice President Cheney announced the vote.
The ayes are 65, the nays are 35, and House Concurrent Resolution number 83, as amended, is agreed to.
Republican Senator Domenici offered his sense of its historicness.
Those who have been waiting for a stimulus, help is really on the way because we can't avoid it now. Nobody can filibuster it. Nobody can delay it.
Though many votes are still to come, the president now knows he may have support to get most of what he wants. And though the tax cut is scaled back, Senate Finance Committee Chairman Charles Grassley says Republicans will try to make it grow again in negotiations with the House.
There's going to be pressure later on. Do more.
Pressure which Democrats will resist. Senate Democratic leader Tom Daschle contends the tax cut still diverts too much money from other priorities.
This budget resolution requires that we dip into the Medicare trust fund by $50 billion, and that's unacceptable to many of us. This resolution does not go as far in debt reduction as many of us would like, nor does it do anything to shore up Social Security.
Daschle hopes to expand on those arguments after Monday. That's when President Bush releases details of his first budget. Democrats will be watching for any trade-offs the president may make. For example, what spending cuts he may need to balance the budget and still cut taxes. Rather than an outline they might ignore, lawmakers soon begin making decisions that directly affect millions of people. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, The Capitol.